We all have our favorite t-shirts that we absolutely live in. Describe your favorite t-shirt for me.
I've always loved t-shirts, and I've always loved t-shirts with different and funky designs, but most of all, they had to be comfortable and look good on me. And the t-shirts that were worn the most, like there are certain t-shirts that I would have for 5 to 10 years, and they get that really, really soft, worn-in quality, and, you know, I'd love those. The ones that, you know, I really actually don't like new t-shirts. I mean, I would buy, of course, occasionally buy new t-shirts mm-hmm. with if they were interesting looking. But my most favorite t-shirts would be the ones that were worn in.
And I think that most people have their favorites and they just keep wearing it. I have one. I shouldn't tell anybody this. It dates back to 1989 and I'm still wearing
it. Wow.
I know.
Actually, that should be known because the brand, actually, the seams were good. The quality of the fabric was amazing for it to hold up that long.
I know, it really is. So how did you morph this interest in wearing a great T-shirt, a T-shirt that you love, into what you're doing now? Tell me what you are doing.
Well, basically, I and my family, we were very active, and we were a T-shirt family, and... You know, if you're an active family, you tend to be a messy family. And what I would find is that we kept staining perfectly good T-shirts. And I wouldn't want to get rid of it. So I tried to think of a way to sort of camouflage the stain, but still make it like a, keep it in a funky T-shirt, a nice T-shirt. So I like doing arts and crafts. So I figured out a way to camouflage the shirt, which was to do... designs over the stain using a very, very, very little bit of bleach, because it would remove the over dye. It would remove the upper layer of dye. And that's how it began.
Wow. How long did it take you to perfect this process?
I'm always perfecting and you never perfect it, because bleach doesn't always get along with fabric, and fabric doesn't always get along with bleaching. You have to use very little bit and be very patient and sort of let it dry as you go along and then rinse it out real quickly. So I would say I'm always perfecting the process. It's not perfected, but it's getting better as I keep doing it.
In the spirit of full disclosure, I am enjoying some of your T-shirts, and I think you are there. I think you've perfected it.
You.
I love them.
You're very kind. You're very kind.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. But now, what is the philosophy? One of the things I really like about these eco tees is that you are using a T-shirt that is already in the world. You're not making a new T-shirt. You're using something that would otherwise be rendered into a cleaning rag or thrown away.
Right. Well, I was thinking, you know, in the spirit that I was rejuvenating our perfectly good teas. I knew that there were just really healthy teas out there that were already pre-owned. And I love going to thrift stores. So I would do a T-shirt hunt, and I adopt the T-shirts from the thrift store. But what I liked also is that the money that I was spending was going to the nonprofit organization who is running the thrift store, and that would be just, you know, all internal. So they were getting the money that I was spending, and that was going to their programs. There was no energy used for manufacturing, and I was coming out with these really beautiful T-shirts, really, that were pre-owned.
So the thrift store is usually one of your stops. Do you get them anywhere else?
Some consignment. I will shop some consignment in the area, and people donate sometimes. You know, my friends who know that I'm doing this will give me T-shirt donations, and that's pretty much how I come across the T-shirts.
How many washes do you usually put these T-shirts through once you get your hands
They're
on them?
They're washed 2 to 3 times. So, you know, I understand, like the thrift store, they need to be washed when they come home from the thrift store.
Sure.
And a hot wash. I use Borax, which is an eco-friendly deodorizer, and I believe also an antiseptic and cleaner. And I combine that with my laundry detergent. They soak for a good half hour, and then I go through the washing process. I also dry them for a long time. And these shirts have been worn so much, they're not going to shrink, so they can pretty much tolerate this type of washing.
Sure.
And then I put the design on after they're washed, and then I have to rinse it again, and I'll do a cold water rinse for 30 to 45 minutes. They just sit in cold water, and then go through the washing process again and drying process again. So a solid two times.
Now, do you ever hang them out on the line?
I do a reverse tie-dye. So I would say the shirts that I do a reverse tie-dye on, they stay out drying for a bit, but I still ultimately wash everything.
Sure.
Because the bleach has to come out. So, no, I never leave it that long, because I also, bleach will affect the fabric. I don't want it to totally break down the fabric.
Yeah, I understand. Now, these seem like, to me anyway, that they would make a great gift. How can people get their hands on these?
Well, people could get in touch with me. My email address is ecofriendlytees@gmail.com. And if they'd like more information, they could go to my webpage, which is myspace.com/ecotees.
Now, where are you taking this in the future? Do you see expanding to other garments, or what are you thinking?
I always like experimenting. I've tried some denim. I'm still working with that. But I would say I'm pretty much going to stay with the T-shirts. I'm always looking for inspiration for new designs. My T-shirts right now are available in some local stores in Montclair. They're available at Bluestone Coffee and Terra Tea, Go Lightly. I believe there are a few left at Yoga Desha. But I'm going in the direction where I've started to do some specialty birthdays where people, like for a 50th, will want a special T-shirt for the party or bar and bat mitzvahs. And I guess if people or companies would like to license my tees, I would not say no, most likely. But I guess that's the direction. Because I'm fine. I do this all by hand.
Yeah.
And I only have a certain amount of time. And I can only do a certain amount in a day. So myself just doing this, I can only be so big. I would say I'm a micro cottage industry.
Yeah, but you don't want to make this into big business, do you? I mean, that would
if big business wanted to license some of the designs, they could take, that where there's more person power for that, they could. But as far as what I'm doing, it has to fit into my lifestyle, daily life, so... This is about probably as big as I'm going to get, and I take on projects that I know I can, finish in a timely manner.
We'll just have to whisper into the ears of CBS corporate. CBS corporate.
Yes.
T-shirts. What about your kids? Do they? I know kids are really very particular sometimes about what they wear. Do they think that these are cool?
They do think. They're cool. My daughter will wear the T-shirts. My son is a little bit older, so not so much. But I think he thinks what I do is cool.
Well, that's good.
Yes, so it's good. I'll make them special for birthday presents and things like that also.
That's a great idea. Yeah. All right, anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh, Pat, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's just, if you want a nice... cozy, comfy tea that's funky, get in touch with me, ecofriendlytees@gmail.com.